This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Well, yes, dear listeners, I shared with you how much fun my family's having with kayaks these days, and I thought I would let you know about our three urban lakes here in the Tucson metro area that are great for boating and fishing. Two of the lakes are on the west side and one is on the far east side, and each of these lakes has something that sets it apart from the other. So let's start on the east side with Lakeside Lake. Interesting name. This is the largest of the three lakes when it's full, and it pretty much is here in the summer of 2019. It's also the deepest at 35 feet, and it has aerators. It has a treatment system. There are maybe three or four places where the treated water wells up, and that's kind of fun. You know, try to get your kayak on top of that and go scooting off it. The nice thing about Lakeside is its views. It has beautiful views of the Catalinas and the Rincon Mountains when you're out on the lake there. The shoreline is largely denuded. Now, only on the south end of the lake, where the cattails grow, does the shoreline have much vegetation. And so that lends a little bit of a austere vibe to the lake. But once again, the views are beautiful. Next, we've got Kennedy Lake. Kennedy Lake is at John F. Kennedy Park, down at Ajo and La Cholla. And it's the smallest of the three in acreage, only about 10 acres, and no more than 12 feet deep at any point. I think it's the cleanest water of any of the lakes, personally. It does have a small area of cattails, once again, on the north side by the boat ramp. Lots and lots of ramadas. So if you're out to picnic with the family, this is a good choice for that. It's the southwest side of town, easy to get to, just a few minutes off of I-19. Last but not least, my favorite of the three lakes is Silverbell Lake. Silverbell's on the northwest side off of North Silverbell Road at Christopher Columbus Park. And it has a little different shape. It's more long and thin. It is a shallower lake, the deepest being only 7 feet. And at 13 acres, nearly as large as Lakeside. The entire east bank, with a few little portals, is vegetated, which makes for a much more natural feeling lake. And the little island in the middle, well, how cool is that? Learn to pull up and get out of your kayak onto the island. Of course, the island's only 15 feet across, but that's okay. There's a huge old eucalyptus tree on the island, and this spring, the great blue heron nested in that tree and produced two young herons. So whether boating or fishing or both, Tucson's three urban lakes are ready for you to enjoy a cool morning or an afternoon. Looking forward to seeing you enjoying the water. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.